Hello and welcome to the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast, focusing on linking business with grassroots sports. My name's David Wooldridge, and this week I'll be speaking with Jenny Cross of Cross Productions, one of the elite champions at Koi Sports, and the grassroots organisation that she's decided to invest in, Saffron Dynamo. It'll be really interesting to discover more about the work that this grassroots football club does within the Leicestershire community. So, without further delay, let's get started on the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast.
My name's Jenny Cross. I'm the CEO of Cross Productions, and Cross Productions support busy business owners to help them create more opportunities to do business through strategic marketing. So we raise personal brand awareness and business brand awareness and effectively open the doors to different opportunities for them. So a lot of what we do is based around strategies for marketing, and we also own Niche Magazine, which is Leicester's leading B2B publication.
So how important is it for a business to stand out on social media and have a plan in place for that?
Massively important. So one thing that we discuss often as a team and with our clients is about setting goals and actually having them physically written down. So you're 42% more likely to achieve your goals if they're actually written down, and you're even more likely to achieve them if you're accountable. So if you've shared them with somebody, then you're obviously a lot more, I guess, in a better position to actually complete these. If you don't set goals, how do you know where you're going? How are you even going to get there? It's like jumping in a car and not having a clue which direction to hit to get to your destination. You wouldn't do that. You'd get in, you'd look at where you're going. How long is it going to take? How much petrol do you need? So effectively, marketing strategies are exactly the same. It's about looking at where a business is now, where they want to go, and what milestones they need to hit to reach that. And then it's about measuring that. I think a lot of companies forget to measure, and actually your figures don't lie. So it's really important to sort of put plans in place to be able to capture that information.
So Cross Productions will hold the hand of a business and guide them through a social media market, not only in a creative way, but also from a reviewing standpoint as well.
Yeah, massively so. And a bit of bookkeeping as well half the time.
You tend to see this with some organisations, though, that they'll create an amazing piece of content, but then that's it, and they'll be inactive online for the next 6 months.
This is so funny, because I was literally listening to an audiobook actually earlier today in relation to this, and it's all about the execution. You can come up with the best campaigns in the world, but if you don't execute them properly, and if you're not consistent, then there's absolutely no point. Nobody woke up one day a perfectionist. You know, you can't wait for perfection. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep working at it. If everybody sort of held back until they got it right, until they did anything, by the time they get it right, the world's moved on again anyway. You're always, to a degree, chasing your tail if you want to stay ahead of the game. If you're happy to just sort of plod along and go with the crowds, that's a different ball game. But we tend to work with businesses that are very driven and that want to be the best and they want to achieve more. So that success to them is about, you know, taking a bit of a risk, and also a measured risk, but actually doing something, stepping outside of that comfort zone. But again, consistency and execution are key.
So in a way, Cross Productions help businesses in between campaigns, guiding them through those times when maybe there isn't a particular promotion or deal, but just with everyday engagement on social media.
Yeah, I mean, we work with companies on all levels. So we work with a lot of one-man bands, small businesses, right through to global entities. But each one, the similarities that they have is that they're, in general, everyone we work with is a team player. So we realise that actually most of our clients are either into sport or like sport. And that told us that they were very much, they understood the concept of teams. We act as an extension of their team generally. So if we're working with them, it could be a business at any point in their cycle. And they might have marketing already in place, but they're just not really seeing results. Or they might be in a position where they just keep thinking, we need to do something about this marketing, but where do we start? And marketing is a massive minefield now. It's just about sort of almost stripping it back, getting a plan in place, and then putting that together and actioning it. So it could be absolutely anything from just general marketing through to, yeah, promoting a product or, you know, a specific campaign that they've got going on.
You mentioned how marketing is somewhat of a minefield, and there's so many different avenues to advertise and promote through. Which creative aspects can Cross Productions help to cover? I know you previously mentioned magazines.
We tend to work with the best of the best. So if we're not the best at something, we'll get a company in that is. So for example, PR is a massive part of marketing, but we don't do PR. So we have relationships with local companies that can support in those areas. Same with SEO. So we would be predominantly, we do a lot with LinkedIn, we do a lot with social media, and we run niche magazine. And aside from those three avenues in particular, we would generally manage the campaign. So we would manage the strategy, look at the ideas, and then obviously pull that together and coordinate it. The problem with marketing as a whole is it's an unregulated industry, which means there's no one keeping people accountable within that field, which is why you tend to find so many people have wasted so much time and money on marketing, because they've worked with a company that perhaps isn't doing what they say they're going to do, or doesn't execute the job properly. So it's a tough industry because of that.
That's really interesting what you've said about bringing in a third party to help out, because if someone does get brought in to deliver, let's say, social media aspects, could those setups technically massage the numbers to appear better than they actually are?
Yeah, massively so. And that's why, again, we're often asked to manage these campaigns, because we're obviously in the industry, so we can see that. So if you've got more of an understanding, it's a lot easier to sort of be able to ask the right questions, and you don't get the wool pulled over your eyes so much. Whereas, you know, somebody that hasn't got a clue, if they don't know, they don't know. It's as simple as that, isn't it? So many people beat themselves up over stuff like that. But like I say, ask me to build a house, I'm not going to have a clue. I don't know how deep I need to make foundations, or what concentrate I need for a concrete mix. You know, I wouldn't have a clue. So, you know, marketing's a really complex industry, but it's, again, like I say, it's one where you've got a lot of different people involved that maybe aren't accountable as what they ought to be.
I suppose when you link up with a client, you almost grow together. They come to you at point A wanting to get to point B, but actually their journey could completely change direction, and you're with them all through that.
Yeah, massively so. And we try and teach them a bit along the way. So it's giving them enough understanding for them to see what's actually working, what's not. And they don't need to necessarily know how to do everything, but they do need to understand how their money's being spent and if it's actually working for them. And the good thing about that from our point of view is we're demonstrating that, and they can see the growth in the numbers. Then they're not going to leave, are they? They're going to stay with us. So I think it's really important to be very, very transparent and clear with obviously the figures, the measures, and educating them enough. So almost an element of coaching involved with it, really.
So I'm a business, a one-man band, or let's say a conglomerate. If I was coming to you for your services, what are the basics you would already like to see in place?
I don't think it really matters. The key question that I would always ask first of all is why? Why do you want to do marketing? So whether you're spending money or you're, you know, putting time into it, either way, it's an investment. So you would not spend money on an investment without understanding what results or what return you want. So you aren't going to invest your time or budget into marketing. What actually do you want to achieve? So it would be about really clearly defining that first of all. Some people go, well, you know, we want more leads. Okay, well, how many more leads? And how many more leads do you need for them to convert into, say, however many sales you actually need? So we would strip it all the way back, and then we can then rebuild a campaign that works. So it's about, I guess, clarity on expectations, understanding exactly what needs to happen, because we're marketing, we're not sales. So if you want to get 5 new leads, actually, that's probably, say, 20 conversations. So we're not getting you 5 leads, we're getting you 20 solid conversations. And it's up to the company then to take that on as we open those doors and for them to grab the opportunity.
So the destination is actually more important than what's appearing every day. And you tend to see this actually as well, those businesses that really get involved with a viral trend, but actually don't seem to profit from any of their efforts.
Because they don't need to, and it's not one size fits all, you know. So one platform might be great for one business, whereas another one's great for another. And just because your competitor's doing that, it might not necessarily be working. And also, even companies in the same industry, if they haven't got the exact same goals, they're not necessarily going to be taking the same route. So again, it all comes back down to that planning.
What would you say is your biggest achievement personally and the biggest achievement of Cross Productions?
I suppose there's probably two. One was winning a national award for the team. That was huge because it was recognition for the whole team. And obviously it was on a national scale. So that was really, really cool. And it was just nice for the team to actually be recognised. And I guess the other one would be more to do with, I suppose, me personally. So I set the company up. I'd got a handful of GCSEs and I went to uni while running the business and got a postgraduate degree in professional business coaching. And the knock-on effect of that was I was able to implement a more coaching environment within the business. That then the knock-on effect has meant that each of my heads of department have absolutely rocketed. It's enabled me to come out of working in the business and work on it more so. So that overall knock-on effect has been absolutely huge. and seeing the team develop to such an in-depth level, for me, that's a massive win. That's a massive achievement.
You mentioned how you're a self-starter, how you built Cross Productions into this amazing product to help other businesses and coach them as well. Would you say that's where your passion for grassroots sports originally came from? Because those are the values that you've took forward with you into your business today.
I think that there's a lot of alignment. So I've got three kids. They're all quite active. They're quite like me, so they don't like sitting still. So it's important for them to be able to burn off energy. In general, I guess my values very much sit alongside you support each other. We all need support at different times, you know, in different ways. And it's really important to have that. But also, I think from the grassroots sports point of view, I've personally seen the benefits for my son in particular, who plays football. He plays with an outstanding team. The coaches are brilliant. The lads he plays with are great. So it's not just about getting him out in that fresh air, but it's about him learning discipline. It's about him learning about winning and losing. You're not always going to get it handed to you on a plate. Sometimes you have a rough ride, and it's how you then stand your ground and keep coming back and keep coming back. So I'm a big believer in it's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's about how you get back up and how you address situations. So I think that there's so much that kids can learn from such a young age. And it's so important to have these values. And actually, you know, without a lot of these grassroots sports, where are those kids getting it from? You know, not only that, the fresh air is great for their mental health. There is so much importance around this, which is why I believe in it massively.
Now we've talked about the values of grassroots and how it develops a person, but what are the benefits to a business looking to sponsor a grassroots setup?
I mean, sponsorship on any level is fantastic as long as you find something that's aligned with your core values. So I would say if a business is ethical, it wants to give back to the local community, it wants to invest in the fact that this is tomorrow's leaders. So these kids today are our workforce of tomorrow. So if we are not, as business leaders, helping to shape them, then we cannot expect them to come to our businesses in 10 years' time and be able to hold a civil conversation, be accountable, be responsible. So I believe that we as a community and as a business community all play a part in that. We're all responsible and we should all be accountable to a degree. And if everybody chipped in just a little bit, imagine how much difference that would be. So you get a lot of kids that come out of university, but they're not work ready. And they're not work ready because they've had all the education, but they've not had any of the other experience. So we need to work hand in hand with local authorities and with universities and education and bridge that gap. And that can start as low as grassroots. So from a business point of view, it's a great opportunity to, one, align your name with a great positive sort of outlook. Grassroots sports here, for example, being aligned with that is... it makes me feel good. I feel like I'm doing something. And also, you know, it's great PR for me because we're getting our name out there and showing that we actually give a, you know, monkeys, you know, we're actually interested and we trust and value what these clubs are doing for our kids.
Amazing to get your perspective of grassroots as a business and as a mom as well. So what made you become an elite champion with Koi Sports?
The whole values around it really, really aligned and resonated with me. And you know, I wanted to give back and support. And again, myself, from a business point of view, I've had a lot of support from different people who didn't need to give me any, but they gave up their time, their expertise, and have helped sort of mentor and shape me. And I wouldn't be where I am without that. So I think if I can then sort of almost pay it forward and do something positive back, for one, it's a great feel-good thing. For two, it shows my kids and my team that we've got those values and that is important. So it's sort of paving the way, isn't it, really?
So as an elite champion, you get to invest into a setup via Koi Sports. So why have you chosen this particular grassroots organisation?
I had to go here for my first donation because it is where my son plays. And I have got so much time for these guys. Saffron Dynamo is a local club that my 13-year-old plays for. He's been with the team for some time now. So how I have seen my son develop from a aggressive, annoying, boisterous boy to a kid with a lot more respect that understands teamwork and that can, it's just how much they've done for him, the time they've invested for free because they're coaching, they're not paid to coach. Gosh, I don't know how they do it sometimes because it must be such hard work, but they do. So yeah, that's why I wanted to choose these guys.
And finally, Jenny, where can we find out more about Cross Productions?
crossproductions.co.uk, and via that you'll also get a link to nichemagazine.co.uk, or you can look me up on LinkedIn, Jenny Cross.
You heard from Jenny Cross there of Cross Productions, one of our elite champions at Koi Sports. Find out more about how to get involved with Koi Sports and support us in helping to sustain, enhance and grow the grassroots sports sector, promoting a true sport for all culture on our website, koisports.co.uk. Now let's hear from the organisation Jenny has decided to invest in through Koi Sports, Phil Ballinger from Saffron Dynamo.
In my spare time, I'm a volunteer at Saffron Dynamo Football Club, who are based in Cosby in Leicestershire, where I'm a youth football and a futsal coach, and also the assistant manager for the under-14 Saffron Dynamo Foxes team. As with most grassroots volunteers, I ended up taking two of my elder sons to a football club some 6 years ago, basically just to try and keep them active and see where it led to really for them. And as with all grassroots football clubs, they needed volunteers to come forward and end up becoming a football coach to help them support and develop the team at that time.
So where did that original passion to make the switch from being a parent to being a coach at the organisation, where did that come from? Can you give us a bit more background on Saffron Dynamo, including the various teams that are part of the organisation?
I think you've got to have an interest in the sport, to be honest with you, as well. And, you know, I've been an avid football supporter and follower for many, many years. And having three boys in my family, it became sort of natural, really, that, you know, we'd find a sport which we'd all be interested in, and football was the one.
Can you give us a bit more background on Saffron Dynamo, including the various teams that are part of the organisation?
The club was founded back in 1963. And offers football activity from really from the age of five upwards, all the way through to under 18s, youth teams. And then there's obviously the senior men's teams as well, which I've done really well over recent years and took part in the FA Vars tournaments and things like that. Initially, we get a lot of parents coming to the academy on a Saturday mornings just to help their children get involved in some sporting activity from the age of five.
We were speaking with Jenny earlier and she highlighted the importance of grassroots sports for her kids and her son. Is that the same for yourself as well, seeing those young athletes grow as part of your setup?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we all know the importance about young children. Apparently some stats that say a third of all children that leave primary school are overweight. So, you know, if we can get them into outdoor activity or even indoor activity with futsal, that's going to help develop them and keep a track of their weight control and fitness levels and health, really, condition. It also helps them improve their mental health as well. You know, obviously during current times with COVID, etc., a lot of people are suffering with mental health issues, children being, you know, no exception to that. So it's important that we continue to support, you know, everyone where we can at the club and having a facility available for people to take part in to help their development in all aspects is vital, really.
What would you say are the aims and objectives of Saffron Dynamo? Is it purely just to help young people with their fitness, or is there a bigger picture behind that?
The aim of any grassroots football club is the same, really. It's to provide a community-based facility for all age groups, from young to old, really, to enjoy football and develop themselves in a sport in a safe and enjoyable environment. There's thousands of clubs up and down the country all trying to do the same sort of thing. And without such facilities and such community-based activities, what else would these children be doing at these times? I think Jenny mentioned it before about the importance of her own son and the fact that it's a digital generation now. And one of the successes we've seen at the club is that we've sort of outgrown our own sort of ground. You know, we've seen an increase over recent years of the amount of parents bringing their children into clubs to help with the activity element of the sport. And, you know, we are sort of outgrown that. We're sort of struggling to fit everybody in.
Would you say that's how you measure success? The amount of people taking part and those engaging with the team from the local community with the 4G pitch that's at the club, for example?
Yeah, we recently invested in a 4G pitch, which helps massively in the winter period in this country. We utilise that within the club, but also we do hire that out to external parties outside of the club. Even in the daytime, we have the elderly generation using it for walking football. You know, we use it from all age groups, from five through to the men's teams, really. So it's been a facility which has been heavily invested in, and it gets used a lot.
You've mentioned growth, and that seems to be a big focal point of the setup. Saffron Dynamo has gone beyond just a team. It's a centre point of the community.
The growth of the club over recent years has been impressive. There's no doubt about that. We're now, like I said before, having to turn some teams away who are requesting to move to us at Kings Park in Cosby. That's not an ideal situation. As a club, we'll know that we're looking at how we can try and address that in the future. There's a limit to the amount of pitches that we have at the current facility. We will always offer them alternative arrangements so they can use the facilities if they can't actually play at the club. So it's a massive community community-based football club. We use the facilities to the best of our ability. We have competitions on the 4G, and all this helps to support the development of the club going forward, but also investment into the club, which is also needed for it to continue.
What would you say are some of the challenges faced every day by the organisation?
There's the standard challenges that most clubs have. So, for instance, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, we're run by a team of volunteers, so we're always keen for more people to help with the running of the teams and generally supporting the club where possible. Whatever way, whether that's small businesses coming in to support us or volunteers being made available from the parent group that come into us. Obviously, COVID-19 has been a major challenge for all clubs, especially ours as well. I mentioned before about the benefits of outdoor activity and the fact that we've had to pause that. The children and the players, I think we're all missing not having the facility available for us during these times. The club itself is fully self-supportive of itself. It owns its own facility. It relies on fees being paid by the teams in order to keep the place ticking over. And the maintenance of the facility is key. There's always things at the club that need to be looked at. You need the car park, resurfacing, for instance. There's always lots of costs to seed the grass that we play on. There's a lot of costs to run a football club. So we're always looking for support out there. Any businesses who want to come in and support us in what we want to do in the next 5 to 10 years would be much appreciated. And obviously the teams themselves, they're always looking for sponsorship. To run a youth football team, you need to pay for kit, equipment. There's a lot involved, and obviously that turns around as the boys and girls grow through the team ages and things need to be replaced. So lots of challenges that we face as a club. But as a club, we're looking forward to the future and see where that takes us.
Jenny Cross and Cross Productions have chosen yourselves to invest in through Koi Sports. How far will that investment go and what difference will it make to Saffron Dynamo?
Jenny's not just a recent investment. Jenny's organisation have supported the club on a few occasions before. Jenny, through a network of business connections, supported the club through one of our chief sponsors as well. She was one of our chief sponsors for the festival on the pitch that we did some years ago, which helps bring in quite a lot of revenue for the club on a one day of the year where we run a music festival at the club. So Jenny's not just recently helping support, she has been supporting the club for a while.
So what's next for Saffron Dynamo? What does the future look like for your organisation?
To continue to be able to provide a state-of-the-art facility for the local community. We're always looking to invest into the club and what we can offer there and be able to offer that social element to not just the players but the parents as well. There's a number of things which we're going to be looking into in the next few years to see where we can take the club forward. The success of the club is dependent on the number of teams that play there and support the business. There's more pitch development on its way. We've got a new chairman involved as well in the club, so we've got some new ideas coming through. So I would just say that, you know, if anyone wants to get involved in the club at all at any point, either reach out to myself or go on the website and we can make some introductions and you can be part of a great club.
So do you have any final thoughts that you would like us to take away from our short time getting to know Saffron Dynamo?
All I would say is grassroots sport, wherever it is in the country, relies on the investment of the people that take part in it, whether it be the parents, the team subs, the local community, the local businesses. So come and see us, you know, come and have a look at what we do on a Sunday and a Saturday. And if you've got any children that are wanting to play football, learn a bit more about the sport, come along to the academy on a Saturday morning.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots podcast. Where can we stay updated and find out more about Saffron Dynamo?
We've recently updated our website, so it's saffrondynamofc.co.uk. Please have a look at that. There is some information on there. Like I say, you know, come and watch us play football. You'll see a variety of different teams there, from girls to boys, from all age groups. So come along at a weekend and come and see us play.
And that's it for this episode of the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast. Thank you to our guests, Jenny Cross of Cross Productions and Phil Ballinger of Saffron Dynamo. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have a spare 5 minutes, you may be interested in finding out more about the other projects Koi Sports are currently working on. Head over to our website, koisports.co.uk, or search for us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe and download our podcast series. And we'll hear more from the business and grassroots sports sector next time.